Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I am Justin Martindale, and today's guest, we have comedian, writer. He has a podcast called Nice to Be Nice coming out soon. You also have a podcast called Basket of Cats.
Yeah.
It's comedian Benton Ray, everyone.
Hi. I'm so excited. This is so fun.
It is fun. Welcome to this is the new studio. You're like our second guest in here. So I'm glad you were like, hey, I'm available. Let's do this.
Yeah, I would love to do it. Before we get started, I just want to say, I don't know, you've probably talked about this on the podcast before, but your story of how you got past the Comedy Store is like very just, I think it's herstory. It's really part of LGBTQ history. It is so interesting and unique and like cool and inspiring. I loved it.
Oh, thanks.
When I heard it, I think, who told me? Kevin Christie told it to me. And I was like, that is so cool. And I don't know if everybody knows that or not, but it's a very interesting story.
It was, I think it's mentioned a lot on all I do a lot of podcasts and a lot of people want to hey, it's part of my journey and I love it. But yes, it was one of those things where lightning struck and, happened to be at the right place at the right time, and the right lady saw me, and I was hated. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, do you get asked about it because people are like, in your story?
Oh, where the fuck did you come from? I've been doing this for 29 years, and you just show up and get passed. I'm like, sorry, bye. And you're gay? I know.
You said my struggle is a different timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Different timeline, different reward.
Yeah, sorry about it, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's
sweet.
So good.
But right off the bat, it is almost December, which means the holidays are here, and I have a promo code I wanted to say at the top of my podcast this week. Cozy Earth, my God, get into it. They are doing a holiday jamboree using promo code 40Justin, 40Justin. You're going to get 40% off your final purchase, and I mean, it is a great gift to give to your wife, husband, spouse, for like to have in your bedroom, sheets, towels, everything, socks. I got socks. The socks, you guys. Anyways, use promo code 40Justin to get 40% off your final purchase. Go to cozyearth.com. You're welcome. Happy holidays. They're here. Oh, God. Now, we just had Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine. I relaxed. I chilled out.
Me too.
I didn't do a lot this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think holidays are, especially because I still do teach makeup classes and stuff in a retail setting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the holidays are not the same for people that have to go to a mall. Like, it's hell on earth. It's
a ninth circle,
okay? White women in Range Rovers, they come out in droves. They have problems, they have complaints, they have concerns.
But one of my favorite pastimes is watching videos of Black Fridays run amok.
I
saw one this year. Usually there's a lot more, but I think online shopping kind of like took it all down a bit. And I think COVID people are kind of like, you know what?
Yeah. Well, also the sales weren't great this year.
There wasn't a lot of good deals.
I'm used to Black Friday sales where they're like, if you come in here and you fist fight to the death, then you can have this Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, for sure.
But I feel like now they're just like 20% off. 20% off? I could just get a job here. This is my employee discount.
Are you guys hiring? Yeah.
20% off.
Holiday worker. Put on this elf hat. There you go.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
That's lame. I'm not into that.
I did see one of like a Victoria's Secret, where people just, and that's the thing that always baffles me. I never see people going in like, oh, I want this or I want this. They just go in and just start grabbing random shit.
Also, I don't know why no one's cracked this code yet, but those sales go on a couple days before and a couple days after Black Friday.
Yeah.
There's no need to wait outside.
Yeah.
You don't have to stand in line.
Oh, yeah. People
you
were,
don't
like,
have
living.
To do that. Ugh. When I was in college and worked at American Eagle, the news crew would come and, like, film Black Friday and, like, interview the people. Like, why are you waiting in line? And this woman's like, I need 48 coats for my kids. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Do you have that many kids?
You worked at American Eagle?
Oh, yeah.
That's
it was
awesome.
A dream. When I was in the... I grew up in that little southern town, and I was like, American Eagle's where all the cool people work. Because I didn't know. We didn't have American Eagle. I had to drive 2 hours to get to one.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, this is incredible. And
two
then I got
hours.
There, and I was like, this is shit.
This is garbage. Because American Eagle was like kind of like the stepsister to like Abercrombie, right?
Yeah. We know all the secrets about Abercrombie.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, but we'll wait for an American Eagle documentary.
Was Cinderella. Okay, she's just getting to the party.
I just remember there was like videos of like there was a kid who like his parents made him like set up a tent outside of a Best Buy.
Oh, Best Buy's the worst.
And like, yeah, there wasn't a lot of like fighting, and I kind of miss that. You know why? Because I think we had pandemic hit. Remember when like we had Black Friday, but like in March. Remember when all the grocery stores like were barren and empty, and we're like, well, like I guess I have to drive 2 hours. Not to an American Eagle, but to get toilet paper.
And it is more interesting watching people fist fight over toilet paper as opposed to TVs. Like, TVs you kind of get. Toilet paper, you're like, oh, they're in it.
Oh, yeah, they're in it to shit
like,
it.
They're really on one. Because I personally, one of my favorite pastimes, like, one thing that it soothes me to my core is watching public fights on the internet.
Oh, me too.
Like, watching people fight in a Starbucks.
Have
you ever seen the girl that's in she's in, like, the yogurt shop or whatever, and she's yelling at the people that are kissing behind her, and she's like, you're a whore! It's my favorite video.
Oh, no, but I did see the one. It might have actually been a Victoria's Secret as well, where there's a woman who's like,
really
stop
in your algorithm.
And then she starts pretending she's having like a seizure or something. And they're like, what are you doing? She's like,
she's on the floor. She's like, you hit me.
A public nut down. It's my favorite.
I love when it's someone who's adamantly wronged and they're the ones recording and they're like, this employee won't give me a free, whatever, chicken nugget. And you're like, well, they're not supposed to. And it's like, they're just so adamant about it. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite because they can't be wrong.
Oh God, I know. It was a very tame, for the most part, holiday season. But of course, we had a lot of, you know, shootings around the country. Which we had one in Colorado Springs, which was awful. I know that was a horrible transition.
It worked though.
It did work because it just pisses me off, and I want to give a shout out to that veteran who was at that show with his family because we taped.
Mm-hmm.
Before the holiday break. And so people are like, you haven't said anything on your podcast about it. I'm like, because we're all gone still. But so I wanted to take this moment to say, like, I wanted to like thank that veteran guy, you know.
Yes. And also the trans woman who stomped the person's head with her heel.
Stomped. And you know what?
What a useful heel.
I'm glad they clarified that it was not a drag queen. And they were like, no, it's actually a trans woman with her heel. And that fucking toe person who had that flat head, if he didn't have a flat head before, that trans woman flattened his head.
Yeah, she deflated
out.
It.
Ugh, it's just awful. And it's just, you know, with all the horrible, hateful rhetoric going on in this country, you know, and, oh, drag queens are awful. I'm like, this man was with his wife and his kid watching a drag show, and this turd walks in, and it's just, I just think it's so sad. And then we have the guy at the Walmart, and I'm like, come on.
Honestly, yeah, none of it over Black Friday.
I know. He liked to work there.
Like you didn't even get a TV out of this.
No, he just
no
he
one went home
there.
With
he
a laptop
a
or an iPad.
He was a manager who worked there, and I'm like, we need to. This makes me just want to not do anything.
Oh, I'm always looking for an excuse for that. So
to go to Walmart
to not do anything.
Oh, to not do anything. I know. I was like, I'm done. I watched the Thanksgiving parade. Did you watch it?
Well, Betty Who was in it, so I had to watch it.
You know what's weird? So I know Betty Who, but I said Betty Who, and then all of a sudden my phone just started playing Betty Who. I didn't say Siri, nothing. It's just, I'm sure she's off.
When the gays call, she comes to run it.
I actually liked her float. She did a good job. However, I'm talking Paula Abdul on the Jenny O's turkey float this year was a moment that I did not know I needed. Did you see it?
Oh, Jenny O's turkey float? Of course I saw the Jenny O's float. I'm an avid Jenny O'er. I'm a Jenny O girl.
Paula Abdul did a tap dance routine that I'm pretty sure was live.
Yeah. She pardoned all the turkeys.
She's like, and then, I mean, I'm sorry. She's in her 60s getting flipped around and thrown. I'm like, get it, girl.
I want to know how much money it costs to get her on a Jenny O's float.
Probably not a lot.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know.
We have different opinions on Paula
Abdul. Do you think she was? She's probably paid a lot, but I mean... No.
I mean, I don't... I mean, honestly, they could have gave her $25, and I'd be like, you have $25 more dollars than you had? That's crazy.
She was the Grand Marshal of the L.A. Pride this year. Not the West Hollywood one, just the L.A. one. That was the annexed version of Pride this year.
Yeah, they really wanted to... Well, at least she got to do something.
She's busy. Good for... I thought she looked great. Everyone
You
was,
try keeping up friendships with a cartoon tiger.
No kidding! And, I mean, I thought she did a better job than Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey came out there, like, with an umbrella, looking like...
I love the umbrella. That level of delusion that you're just like, she doesn't care who's in the room, who's around. She's like, this is Kristen Siriano, and I'm just going to stand here in it.
stand with an umbrella on a sunny day and sing a song that she has made. I looked it up. She has made, since that song came out, she's made $70 million off that song. She makes $2 million a year.
Okay, but how many lives has she ruined? Have you ever been in any store around this time?
Oh, yeah.
That song is like, I think it's a form of torture.
It is. I've talked about it numerous accounts.
I mean, it's a great song, don't get me wrong. But once you've heard it, you've heard it.
You've heard it. You're done.
I want to know who are the people sitting around like, it's going to happen. It's almost time for the song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anyone that's like playing it for joy.
Oh, there's like people are putting notes. Like if you go to a bar or something, they put notes on like the jukebox or something. They're like, we are only playing this song one time per night.
Yeah, they should cut your hands off.
Because...
I'm just saying.
It's like the new Agrabah.
You play that song, and I don't think you need all your fingers.
You lose a finger every time you play it. And also, it's just one of those songs I'm like, okay, we did it. But that's just him with
Yeah,
Christmas
and plus,
songs.
There's so many other good Christmas music we can be playing. Like Glee. Ever heard of Glee?
Glee?
Glee has the great Christmas
Like the Glee
song.
Christmas soundtrack?
I like a sad Christmas song. Like Last Christmas, You Gave Me Your Heart, and I just threw the shit away. That's the one I like.
You know why?
Why?
You want to hear the weird fact about that song? Sung by George Michael. Last Christmas by George Michael, who died on Christmas Day. It was his last Christmas.
Well, see, that didn't matter to me. I didn't know any of that.
He died on Christmas Day.
I didn't know any of that. That's very sad, but I only know it from Rachel Berry.
Oh, okay. Lea Michele.
Yeah, and that's the way
who
that I
starts
intend.
A Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
God, I know. I'm excited. I'm getting into it. I'm booked and blessed or whatever. I have too many parties and shit. In December, but
I love being booked, blessed, and whatever.
It's a lot. I have a lot of things happening in December. Travel, family, parties, functions, and I'm like, we're gonna do it. We're gonna get
well,
a
you
ton.
Know what Coco Chanel says, cancel too.
Ooh, good idea. Maybe I should listen to Coco Chanel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll cancel too. Thanks.
I made that up, but I hope it mattered.
I was like, wow.
She actually says take two pieces of jewelry off.
That's what that is. Thing. I was like, I've heard, yeah, cancel two parties and whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what she meant.
Look at this. Yeah, here's a meme of who is that? Oh, is this Terrifier 2? Which I still haven't seen. Me trying to get through November, Mariah Carey. Yeah, same. Memes everywhere. All right, let's get into some stories. This first one I thought, because Black Friday did happen, everyone was a little underwhelmed, but
You're saying it like it's folklore. It did happen.
It did happen, allegedly.
People say.
But I saw this, which I thought was kind of interesting. A Guess store was forced to close in London after Banksy, the artist, encourages shoplifters to, quote, help themselves. Now, it's interesting. The headline's a little like, what? But so the artist Banksy has encouraged people to visit fashion retailer Guess's flagship Regent Street store and shoplift clothes featuring his artwork after accusing the brand of stealing his work. The store recently launched a Guess X brandalized, like vandalized, but brandalized, collab capsule in mid-November featuring some of his work on the clothing, including the Flower Thrower, the Balloon Girl, and the Follow Your Dreams art pieces. However, the anonymous street artist has claimed that Guess did not ask for permission to use his work. After being called out, Guess closed their store temporarily as well as covering up the window display at the front of the store and placed security outside because they're like, please don't vandalize our store. I say go for it.
Go for the vandalizing?
Well, you know, like... Grab and go is so chic right now.
Well, also, like, you stole. Stop stealing, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, fashion people, they just be doing whatever they want, honestly.
Yeah.
I went to school for fashion marketing merchandising. We had to go through the ad campaign. It's just naked people sitting at, like, pools, being chairs. Like, the things they're doing with people's bodies have nothing to do with clothes.
Oh, no, not at all.
And so I think that we need to, honestly, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, actually. Well, but what I'm saying is we need to stop it right now. Fashion people need to be police. There's something going on in there and no one's policing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would have policed it.
God, every day. Every day I miss Joan because I'm like, what would she have said? And this was a story that came out over the weekend, now that we're mentioning fashion, this whole Balenciaga uproar, which at first I didn't understand. First of all, I'm going to be real. I think Balenciaga clothes suck.
Oh.
I do. Especially like if a housewife wears it, because you just look like a baked potato going to a reunion.
Oh yeah, the housewives that are wearing like individually encrusted pearls.
It's like, stop it. You look like you're wrapped in aluminum foil with Balenciaga all over it. It's like, stop. So I've never really thought.
You look
like
what are those little things in your tonsils that people get?
Notes?
Tonsil stones. Those little
tonsil
things.
Stones.
You know those things you like push out like little pearls. That's what they all look like.
Nodes, like lymph nodes.
They have. You never seen that where people get those little like ball. They're like pearls in your tonsils and they squeeze them out.
What?
Well, that's what thin women look like. Okay, you Google it. You look it up on your own.
No, phone. I don't want it. That sounds like something it's I don't want to look at before bed.
You might.
Is it a milking? You like a real thing, or is it?
Yeah,
jewelry?
They're called like tonsil somethings, tonsil stones. Yeah, they're called tonsil stones. They're like little pearls, but you make them.
Oh God. Well,
this Kim Kardashian thing I saw when I was on, going to into Calabasas the other day, because I only go to the Ralphs in Calabasas.
I mean, obviously. Yeah. But what'd you see?
I saw one singular man with a very poorly made sign. God bless him. He was doing somebody's work. But
someone's work.
Yeah. And he had a sign that said, it said, everyone driving by should be mad at Kim Kardashian for not denouncing Balenciaga and Adidas for what they did to those children in those photo shoots.
How big was this poster?
It was a very small sign. I was at the red light, so I had time to take. I had to take a picture and zoom in and read it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it said. And
is
he
straight or gay? Do we know?
He was Arabic.
Okay.
I think.
So yes?
I don't know. That's the only determining factor that I saw.
Just an Arab man in Calabasas with a message to spread. I agree. I mean, this is something that I did know. I just caught the tail end of it over the weekend. But yeah, so Balenciaga came out with this ad, which had children in it, with like BDSM, teddy bears, and like... restraints and like chokers and
on the teddy bears. Yeah, it was like Build-A-Bear, but like gay.
Right. But and people were like, "This is outrageous."
They were like, "You're sexualizing children." That's what the man's sign said. Which, sure, yeah, you are.
I mean, kids don't need to know about like
they don't.
No.
Also, kids don't need to be Balenciaga ads. Kids don't
no
need Balenciaga.
Kidding. I don't need Balenciaga kids.
First of all, I don't need a kid to market anything to me. Yeah. I don't care what your kid's doing. I don't want to see any of their toys. I don't want to see them in. I don't even want to see them.
I don't want to see them
unless it's Olivia Munn's baby. I don't want to see the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't care what they're doing.
Yeah, but this was obviously like a thought out campaign,
mm-hmm.
and it was put out there. And you know, I will say Heather McDonald talked about this on Juicy Scoop with Lala Kent, and Lala Kent kind of went off, and I'm really glad that she did, because she was like, you know, we made such a big deal about, you know, stop Asian hate. We made such a big deal about Black Lives Matters. We made such a big deal about, you know, Trans Lives Matters. We made such a big deal. And then all of a sudden this campaign was released and radio silence across the board. Like no one was outraged except for actual like people with children.
Yeah, but it's also
who are
because
like, wait, because Hollywood is such a thing now. We're like, oh, pedophiles and oh, the you know, they're touching kids and all this stuff.
Also, you didn't hear about it because most people aren't shopping at Balenciaga because they can't afford it. Most people don't see that ad.
Yeah,
most people aren't worried about their kids being sexualized by designer bears.
Right.
Most people are worried about their kids being sexualized at the fair, at school, at church,
anywhere.
These
else.
People aren't like, oh my God, did you see that Balenciaga had cock rings of Little Mermaid on them? No, we didn't because we're not shopping there. You little freaks.
But it is
also this man that I saw protesting. She had already denounced it. She already made her statement. So he was like three hours behind. Well, she said, I have kids.
She says, I have kids and I am thinking about what I'm going to do with it. Now, mind you, Balenciaga owns 20% of Skims.
Really?
She's not doing shit.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she's not doing shit. She is like, oh no, I'm outraged, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I said something, give me my check. So
I had no idea.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing is that people are outraged because it's like, hey, this is, you're a mother, you're an influencer, everything. Where is the line drawn from you and or for you? And I'm like, there is no line. This woman got her career getting railed by Ray J. Like,
also, she's the kind of person that, like, I'm sure she would be like, that little vintage teddy bear in leather is fashion. Like, I need it for my kids.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that's the thing. This isn't translating. People aren't people watch movies. They're in an uproar over the other stuff, Asian hate and stuff, because that affects their actual lives.
Right.
What designers do doesn't affect the majority of us.
I think it's just kind of gross because it's fetishizing.
It's gross.
For sure. Like as people who were talking about sex trafficking and sex workers and, you know, kidnappings and, you know, kids being sexualized and molested. It's like, this is the route you went out of like right before the holidays. Like, what is wrong with you?
You said the sexiest family in America doesn't have a problem with this. Crazy.
Oh my God. Did you see the spread for their Thanksgiving where they were all dressed up like aristocracy and like,
no,
oh,
I don't
God.
See anything they do. To be honest with
you. That's all I'm going to say. Just Google it. You'll see like powdered wigs and crowns. And it's just disgusting.
Oh.
But I think it is gross, and I'm glad that you did say something on it, because I'm like, I'm not gonna wear it.
But like, I mean, just saying, like, if we're questioning why people aren't as loud about this, it's because it's not affecting as many people, because most people aren't seeing ads for Gucci or whoever,
you know?
They're not. But we all very aware of, like, if someone's, you know, hating an Asian person in a Ralph's, like, we all know.
But it also reminds me of, like, back in the day, like, you know, Brooke Shields, when she modeled for Calvin Klein and she was like 14, and like, you know, there was that heroin chic period in the 90s with like Fiona Apple and Kate Moss, and they were like rail thin. It was like heroin chic.
I mean,
it was
fashion has a very long history of not doing great when it comes to those things. I mean, all of those beauty brands, too. That's what I was saying. Like, if you go back and look, there's like ads that are like fetishizing all kinds of people that are like very abuse, like, hidden within them. I mean, that's a very common thing within, for whatever reason, in the fashion world. It's just, I don't think people talk about it because they don't really care, because they're never going to be in that position to have those things.
Well, I remember, like, if you watch the Abercrombie and Fitch documentary, remember those shirts that were like clearly like racist, and people were like, pull them off the shelves. I think this is just something that's just kind of pushing the envelope a little too far. But also, I'm not trying to sound like a devil's advocate, whatever, but I was, like, thinking about the kid in the actual ad.
Did she get paid?
I'm sure she did.
Okay.
But you know what? I thought about that. I was like, did the mom go to the set? Probably. And they were like,
of course.
Here's your check. And she was like, sure. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just a never-ending cycle. I think this is just something where it's like, I'm glad the amount of people have stood up and said, hey, whoa. No.
Yeah, I mean, all those creative minds, you could have thought of something different.
Exactly.
That's the thing. You didn't have to do that at all. Were there people, yes, it's not anyone's job but your own to parent your kid and to teach them about, you know, this or that or right or wrong or what's good and bad. Like, that's up to you, not Balenciaga or anybody else. But Balenciaga, we're not stupid. You have a whole team of people, a creative team. They could have thought of something else. Just somebody should have been like, no. That's all. That's all people really wanted.
Oh, but we do have a prediction, and then we'll get into this other one. With the uproar, you know, everyone's like, Cam needs to speak on this. You know, that's how people's days are going. We need answers, Cam.
Yeah, who cares what Kim thinks?
Who gives a shit? She did go on Instagram today, and she posted some pictures of her house. And her house is terrifying. It's like a coffee cup and like a dungeon bed, and like not a dungeon, but like it just looks, it's very like white and neutral and weird. And people are like, oh, okay, so here's, we're taking that spin. Look at my house.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say about her, whatever.
Look at the house Balenciaga bought.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when?
The house that Balenciaga built. It just looks like a naked Adobe. That's what it looks like. It looks like a house in Phoenix.
It's paper mache. It's the kids' craft project. It's all plaster.
And it's all plaster. It's all white
and
cream.
You take a squirt gun to those walls, they're coming down like fondant.
Terrifying. She has just one vanilla bean. One long vanilla bean on a wall.
Did you see her Skims like beauty line that she came out with? It's all really beautiful. Like those, like, it's just like clay trash cans and stuff.
That sounds right.
But it's like $500, $600 for like the set. I'm not even joking. I went to Target. I saw the exact same set. Target has literally, I don't know if they copied it or who copied who, but it's the same thing. It's like $20.
Same trash. Item.
I mean, same
just
bowl.
Cheap trash bowls. Go for it. Shop at Target. But I want to get into this story because this is what I love. People are melting down over Kylie Jenner's enormous Christmas tree. That's where we're at.
What? I have a Kardashian Christmas tree story.
Go. This is the place.
Me and Emily, who's here with me, my friend and co-host of Nice to Be Nice, when we were on Good For You, we had to go Christmas tree shopping.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little place in Woodland Hills, and we would go buy Christmas trees. And almost every tree we tried to pick out, the guy was like, that's on hold for one of the Kardashians. That's on hold for one of the Kardashians. It was like all the Christmas trees. And then there was one that he was like, you can't even look at this one. Like, this is Courtney's Christmas tree. Like, she's already called about it. Like, it was like a whole thing. I don't know if that was true or not, but I like to think it was.
Yeah,
I
for
love
sure.
to think that they went there and they said, this is our tree. This is our tree. Get away from the tree. This is our, like, that's what I like to think they're doing.
Papa, can we have this tree this year?
No.
Yeah. It's like,
that's Courtney's tree.
Like, literally, I mean, he was so adamant. He was in like a little wheelchair, like a motorized wheelchair, and he was just cruising around behind us being like, nope, that's Courtney's tree. Nope, that's, and we're like, so what trees can we shop? Like, you're just like marketing all these trees. cover him up.
Was he just like a bitchy gay in a wheelchair?
No, he was like a very. That would have been so.
That would have been great.
That's the movie. That's the Lifetime movie version.
That's Kylie's tree. Back up, bitch.
He just had on like a lip kit and like those pointed sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was like, not Courtney's fucking tree.
Don't
like,
make eye contact with Mr. Jingles. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. He was just like a man. He's like, not that one. Not. He was like a tree chopping man. He was like Daniel Boone. It was very that, but he was in a wheelchair and I don't know why I keep repeating that part.
Oh, I love a straight lumberjack knowing all of the Kardashians.
Well, I mean, could you imagine the money he's making? Those Christmas trees are like, first of all, a live Christmas tree, like, that's cute. I get it if you live in the forest. It's not for LA.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's not. No. I had to take a live Christmas tree out of someone's house once. It took me like 5 hours. They don't fit through the doors in LA.
It's no.
Like, you don't need a Christmas tree, first of all. You don't need one.
You don't need one.
Go outside. Put a decoration on a palm tree. Like, easy. Stop it.
Easy. Go outside, put an ornament on like a succulent.
Yeah, there go you to go. Therapy. Stop buying Christmas trees.
Go to therapy. Think about what you've done. But she went and got this tree, and it is, they measured it as 2 stories high.
Relatable.
Giving you, it's giving Rockefeller, someone mm-hmm. said. So 2 stories high. And she put it up. So she unveiled this after Thanksgiving. We don't know how much
unveiled
money it cost.
unveiled it.
Yeah.
Like we're all waiting on with bated breath. Like, what tree this year?
Oh my God. I know. But the best is like, I just love people, the tweets. Like this one woman says, Kylie Jenner's Christmas tree, girl be fucking real. Kylie Jenner's Christmas tree is probably as big as my apartment. Her Christmas tree is bigger than my house and will to live. Ouch. Call someone. The size of Kylie Jenner's tree is literally what dreams are made of.
Well, whose dreams?
I don't know. Yeah, Rockefeller Center. Yeah, I mean, it's massive. And she also had a full staff come after Thanksgiving to decorate it for her.
I don't believe that. A full staff went there?
Full
no,
staff.
They're doing it all themselves. I've seen them cook pasta once.
No.
They
are not Santa.
I had the app, $14.99 a month. I saw her make it. No. I know there's no one doing anything there but them.
What's that app that, like, they can come and fix stuff for you?
TaskRabbit?
Yes. She's calling it TaskRabbit.
You remember when the Kardashians had their apps, though, remember? It was like in the 2000s-ish, and they all had an app. You had to pay monthly for each one.
Really?
Yes. Ugh. And Khloé's app, she showed me how to organize her fridge. A fridge that no one else owns, I guarantee you, with items that I don't have. And she's like, for $14.99, I'm going to show you how to... She called it Khloé CD. And I don't know if that's okay anymore.
I don't know if you can say that anymore. But is Khloé giving me full Grinch Who Stole Christmas fingers? Yes, she is. Have you seen her like talents?
I love that.
I love them too.
I love anyone that
you follow Drunk Drawn, right?
Yeah. Our entire podcast studio is just those drawings.
I saw some of them. I do too. I love them so much. And I don't know who it is.
Me neither.
But I will send pictures to Drunk Drawn and he's like, oh my God, thank you.
They're my Banksy.
I love them. They are my Banksy. Yeah, I love
my Drunk favorite
Drawn.
One. I have one of Lisa Rinna in my bathroom and it says, are people doing coke in your bathroom?
Yes.
It's my favorite one.
It's God, Drunk Drawn, shout out to you. So anyways, if the Kardashians this Christmas don't kill us, here's something that will. There's a volcano in Hawaii, I'll just mention this, that has erupted after 40 years of being dormant. My mom is very concerned about this. Does she live in Hawaii? Close. Tennessee. And she is just like, more people need to be talking about this. I'm like, Mom, it's not hurting anybody. She's like, okay. But the lava.
But as someone from Tennessee, nothing traumatizes someone from Tennessee more than weather.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's cold, if it's hot, if the wind's blowing, if it's raining, if it's not raining, it is the end of the world.
We're going to let
you know. We don't know how to get through it. We don't know where to go, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We need the only thing that we survive well in as Tennessee people is extreme humidity. And like 75 degree weather.
That's fine.
And that's about it. And anything beyond that.
Oh, my mom's in the bathtub.
We spend all day talking about it. Oh, I mean, people will spend. If you go to Tennessee, the first thing people say, weather's crazy.
Yep.
Well, no, the sun's out. It's not really that crazy.
Oh, you just wait.
And they're like, on this side of town. Uh-huh. What's that on the other side of town? It's the same thing on the other side of town.
Hey, I need you to back up. That's Courtney's tree. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I mean, that was him. He knew. And you know how on the news, which I hate this, it's one of my pet peeves, when the news goes, it's 40 degrees, feels like 11.
Don't tell me it feels
no,
like.
No, it either is or it isn't 11 degrees. You're not gonna gaslight me into thinking the temperature's a different temperature than it is. In Tennessee, people be like, feels like it's -3 out here. No, it doesn't. It doesn't because it's not.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You've never been past these state limits. I know. I live with you. We're in the same county. Mm-hmm. Okay, we went to school together, kindergarten through eighth grade.
And that was it. That's as high as it went.
And then we quit. We don't go anymore. That's a true story. We really need to go to school. We went to school all our lives together.
Oh, but wait. Let's go back to this one. Who's killing us? So this thing, I read this story. This zombie virus was revived after 50,000 years trapped in a Siberian permafrost. Which permafrost to me just sounds like a fun, like
it's like an LA treatment.
It's like a treatment.
I got permafrosted.
Yeah. I see myself in permafrost.
I had all my hair permafrosted.
Yeah. Because I'm worth it.
I don't like science either. Can I be honest about that? Scientists, you get to guess at everything. Your whole job is guessing.
But listen to this. From 7 ancient permafrost samples, these scientists went into the Siberian tundra, and they were able to document 13 never-before-seen viruses that have been lying dormant, frozen in ice over tens of thousands of years. Yes!
Like, why? I don't understand what we're trying to do. I don't want any more viruses. I don't care if they're old or new.
But listen to this. They think that some of these viruses
think.
Are old.
Did you hear that word?
Huh?
Think. They think. They're scientists.
They're scientists. It's called a...
Hypothesis.
Hypotheses, yes.
I wish I had a made-up word for when I made wrong choices.
It's just called Monday. Not for me, at least. They opened this Pandora virus, Yadoma, which acknowledges its size and the type of permafrost soil that it was found in. So they say that because of global warming, all of these viruses have been frozen. And now, if the world continues to heat up, that we're going to have more and more pandemics, which means more Black Friday toilet fighting.
And also more time at my house.
I know. So I'm like, bring it on. Scientists.
I mean, can we just talk about this article you just read? Mm-hmm. It literally used the word zombie, mm-hmm. Pandora, mm-hmm. not good things.
Well, depends on who you're talking to.
I don't know. And then we're just like, also, this is like the people love that Jurassic Park bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't like that either. Do you know why dinosaurs aren't here anymore? They're too fucking big. We don't need them back. All these people trying to make dinosaurs again, this is the thing people are trying to do too. For what? For where?
Oh, I know.
Where are you going to put this dinosaur? If I see a dinosaur, I won't be happy.
Why?
I will not like it. A dinosaur?
Well, like, what's the dinosaur?
I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's the cutest dinosaur ever seen. They're dead. They're dead and gone.
We have dinosaurs already on the planet, though.
Yeah, and I don't see them. Do you see me hanging out with crocodiles?
Crocodiles.
I don't.
There's a crocodile.
This shit is ridiculous. I don't like. I think science needs to take a step back for a minute.
It is.
Let's focus on act. Why don't we, like, I don't know, cure one disease? Like, let's just cure one. What's the last one we cured? Polio? My dad had polio. Well, you know what? Not cured.
COVID-ish?
Did we cure that or did we market it?
I don't know.
Because we just keep marketing different medical things. Like, we just haven't cured anything. We're just still guessing about all these drugs. Or do you make more money with drug money than you do curing something?
If I was a scientist and I found a permafrost Siberian virus, I would be like, okay, I'm going to make a... Mm-hmm. antivirus for this for when it comes out, and then I'm rich, and then I'm like, suck it, Kylie, I got a 6-story-foot Christmas tree that's
and then you
in
do
my
a collab
house.
You do a collab with Kylie, mm-hmm. Kylie X Apocalypse,
but then yes, Kylie X Apocalypse Christmas, and then I can't live in my house because I don't have a 6-story house. It's just full bush.
You live in the tree.
I live in the tree like the possums that she took a home away from.
Mm-hmm. See, if I found this hidden disease, I would go, it's the gays' fault. Like all diseases. I would go, you know who started all diseases? The gays. Name a disease, gays. God's punishment. That's what I would say. Do you know why these diseases are unfrosting? Anal.
Uh-huh. And Jack Frost. Sounds pretty gay to me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, we've got a Yeti. Uh-huh. Yeti, that could be a drag race contestant in Siberia.
Yeah, and it is.
Yeah, I'm Yeti. I'm 24. I'm from Siberia. I'm here to slay.
I love to give face. I love fierce moments.
Fierce moments and frigid temperatures.
Yeah.
Feels like -3.
She said, don't come for me unless you're season cold.
Ooh, good tagline. Yeah. I'm waiting for, like, I'm not worried about this, like, zombie virus. I am worried about... Mm-hmm. When Rue gets her hands on Drag Race Siberia.
I want someone to get the virus and then go on Drag Race.
Shit.
That's what I want.
Let's get sickening.
Yeah, I want the infected season, all stars. It's just the bubonic plague, this zombie virus. The one rats had. What was that?
That was black lung. That was bubonic plague.
Okay, well that one twice, two of those.
That could also be a drag queen. I'm black lung, I'm 22, and I'm ready to fucking cough.
It's me, bubonic plague.
Oh god. Okay, so moved on from zombie apocalypse, because if the zombie apocalypse doesn't kill us, these people will. I'm obsessed. I did Josh Potter's podcast over the break, and we talked about this man who has a mannequin that he lives with and loves, and got the mannequin pregnant and then delivered a baby by himself, and now... Oh, also
no,
he's married.
We have to pause. How did we get the mannequin pregnant?
It's called mental illness. Okay. So
because my friend has been freezing her eggs, and it has taken months.
Oh, no. This is like, he was like, well, she's pregnant, we're expecting, and it's like a full-on...
What, she pushed out a Cabbage Patch doll?
Pretty
like,
much.
What happened?
I think I was like, is it just Annabelle? Is it just like some
yeah,
demon?
What kind of baby? Can I see the baby?
I don't know what it was. So this is a woman. I thought this was just a man problem. Oh, no. This woman married a rag doll and says that... Their relationship is hanging by a thread. They're having marital issues.
Oh, you know this is a woman because you can't fuck a rag doll.
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, not that I have from experience. I'm like,
would I be surprised? Tell me more.
So this woman in Brazil made headlines last year after opening up about her romance with her rag doll named Marcelo. This woman claims to have married a rag doll, has said that the relationship is hanging by a thread, accusing her husband of cheating on her. According to a daily report, this 37-year-old woman, that's a lot of vowels, is set to celebrate her one-year anniversary with the rag doll named Marcelo, who she married in December last year, but she was left heartbroken after seeing her handmaid husband sneaking into a motel with another woman.
I want this Real Housewives. I want rag doll Real Housewives.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because I'm pretty sure, can they see what we're seeing on the podcast?
They will on the video.
Okay,
yes,
well,
yes.
This, I'm pretty sure that rag doll has a mustache that she has knitted into it.
Mm-hmm. No upper lip, though.
No, all stash.
All stash.
That's how she likes it.
Yeah.
And this is what I need. I need more people on television in intimate relationships with rag dolls, specifically.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, the name, that is a Real Housewives husband name.
Marcelo, very
Marcelo.
Mauricio adjacent.
Yeah. He's going to be problems. He has too much to say.
But also, she saw this doll walking into a hotel room with another woman. So,
very Chucky.
Yeah, so she talks about the trouble in her married life in a TikTok video, which according to the Star, Daily Star, has been viewed 1.6 million times. I found out through a friend who told me, it's the friend, who told me that she saw Marcelo entering a motel room with another woman while I was hospitalized for 3 nights and 3 days with Marcelino, our son, who had a virus. At first, I thought she was lying, but then I started looking through his phone, and I saw the conversations, which made me sure he was cheating. The doll, surprisingly, kept denying everything.
So what you're saying is that Raggedy Ann was like, I saw him in a sock monkey.
And she's like, no, he wouldn't do that.
Also, who's paying for how much money is she making? Is she paying for these hotel rooms and the phone bills and everything?
Probably so, but...
And are they married, you said?
They're married, yeah.
I love when people are like, the sanctity of marriage, and there are the people marrying dolls.
I know.
Like, people are going to ruin the family, and meanwhile, we're like, do you want to date someone you've never met that's in a box?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Anne will give you $100,000.
But also, I want to know, that's the housewife I want to see. Like, the one you were saying, it's like, oh, well, I saw Marcelo walking into a hotel room. Like,
she's the only real human on the show. That's all just dolls.
I would. Oh,
me
I would,
too.
God, Peacock.
And then like a Barbie
original.
Shows up, and she's a bitch.
God, it's always a Barbie. But yeah, I think this was just. I mean, we hope the best for them. But here we go from fake people to actual real people. You mentioned McDonald's earlier in the podcast, or a chicken nugget, I think. Maybe that's what it was.
And sounds like me. Yeah, I'll agree. Whatever.
This woman had a baby.
We are really on some baby. This is the baby season, huh?
She had a baby inside of an Atlanta McDonald's with the help of employees and her fiancé. And she named the baby Little Nugget.
Okay, this is like that movie where Winona Ryder has that baby in a Walmart.
Oh,
Where the Heart Is.
Where the Heart Is, yes.
It's very that, but better.
With Natalie Portman in that
Whatever,
too?
Whoever's in it.
Sure.
I wish this was me. If I was born in a McDonald's, I would be the coolest person at every party.
Would you?
Yeah, think about it. When would that not be an interesting story?
Well, I mean, this is in Atlanta.
Have you ever been to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
It is. I would expect more from Atlanta, though. I love Atlanta.
Well, Atlanta is very much, everything's really pretty on the outside. The inside of buildings, not so great.
But I feel like this would have been like a Chickawa, Arkansas, or some bullshit like that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I guess.
But also, I feel like this is, it's very like, I didn't know I was pregnant. I have to find out if she was pregnant and she knew she was. Okay. Yes, she went to the bathroom. Oh, she stopped at a McDonald's to use the bathroom while on the way to the hospital to give birth. Okay, we need to lead with that.
Did she buy any food at the restaurant? Because I'm pretty sure you can't use the restroom if you're not a paying customer.
Oh.
And delivering a baby definitely is a couple meals.
Let's find out. So
who cleaned the bathroom up? Because if they made an employer from the McDonald's clean this bathroom,
that's when you quit?
For $7.95 an hour, I would lose my mind.
Hey, Jim, can you go mop up that placenta,
Jim,
in the stall, please?
We had a sweet and sour spill in the bathroom, if you could just
A Szechuan. We have a Szechuan spill.
There is some honey in the bathroom.
So they went and stopped to use the bathroom. She says, I went into the bathroom and my water broke immediately. It was an experience because it happened so fast. I thought they were joking. I opened the door, didn't see anyone, but I saw feet under the door. I opened and she was on the toilet laying back screaming. Then I knew to tell my crew, we're having a baby today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we're delivering it. She had a baby in a... And do you just leave?
Like, delivered the baby? The McDonald's employee?
Probably.
That is the kind of confidence I wanted every time.
Yeah, I don't think there's actual doctors in a McDonald's.
What did they cut the cord with?
I don't know.
What could you use at McDonald's to do that? A plastic fork and knife?
Yeah. Ooh.
From the hot cake?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They buttered this baby up, let it slide right out.
They just shoved a apple pie in her mouth so she could bite down on it.
Like just right in the middle of the birth, the employee's like, the ice cream machine's still broken. Like, is that what's happening here?
Or what if you're in the drive-thru and they're like, well, at McDonald's, can I take your order? It's like, yeah, can I have? And all of a sudden you just hear, like this woman
You just hear
screaming.
Multitasking, deep breath, yeah, yeah. One, two, three. What is that, number four? Okay, number four. Uh-huh.
We're McCrowning, like, we're McCrowning. We're McCrowning.
I'm McCrowning.
So good for her. I love that she has named this baby Little Nugget. She's probably... That kid will probably regret it in maybe a couple months.
What would the nickname be for Little Nugget?
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at intohistory.com.
But here we go. Moving on, we have, you were talking about Karens at a Victoria's Secret. Or like in the Black Friday.
Just they're
just
everywhere.
Women losing it like over the littlest things. Ketchup.
If you see a woman in a full face of makeup and workout clothes, run.
Ooh, yeah. I agree.
That's evil.
That is evil. That's a whole
That's devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm. That's Beelzebub. Satanus. That's my favorite sound. Astoria. So this woman says, I ditched my Karen cut and got 11 tattoos and 7 piercings. I'm unrecognizable post-divorce. A reinvented Karen is unrecognizable after her transformation from a frumpy mom to a Megan Fox lookalike. Wow.
Girl, Megan where?
Yeah, well, that's what she says she looks like. She's 29.
I mean, she looks great.
She does look good. She's 29. She admits to previously morphing her appearance into how she thought a good wife and mom should look, leaving her deeply unhappy and lost. I met my ex when I was just 17. She's from Pennsylvania. I got wrapped up playing a role of what was expected of me as a wife and mother and wasn't prioritizing how I looked or any aspect of my life. After she divorced her husband in 22, she reassessed what exactly she wanted, embracing her love of alternative music, starting to dress in a style of clothing, hair, and makeup she'd admired but never tried. This is bullshit. I think this is bullshit.
I'm going to tell you what actually happened.
What do you think?
This woman right here, she went into a Hot Topic. They said, body jewelry's buy one, get one half off.
Black
and
Friday
sales.
And it
was over from there. Oh, you know, if you go into a Hot Topic, body jewelry is always get one, buy one half off.
But she's 29. Have you ever seen a 29-year-old dress like that?
Where I'm from, yeah. That's
really?
The cut of every woman. Yeah, I mean, people like that when I was in high school with them.
But
not
now,
that. I don't know who. No, you couldn't go to high school like that.
But now, so now what? She's what, 30? She's got a lot of tattoos. She looks,
nothing,
I mean, she
says,
looks great.
Nothing. Yeah, she looks great. Nothing says I make good choices like getting married at 17, divorcing someone and immediately changing everything about yourself.
Yeah.
That says I have it together. Mm-hmm. This right here, though.
That, oh,
that's
terrifying.
Like Poot Lovato, girl. Who is that?
That is Cindy Lou Who, like, after rehab.
Also, what do your kids think? I mean, not that it matters because, you know, you'd be you. But I'm just saying, like, like, are they just like, this is our mom with her new hairline?
I don't know. I think she's, I'm gonna say it. She kind of looks a little porny to me.
Yeah, she looks like a girl that thinks that like Megan Fox. That's exactly what she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She looks just like a girl you think would think they're Megan
the
Fox.
The mom of two. Okay, so she's a mother of two. She gets told a lot that she looks like Megan Fox. She does look like Megan Fox, but also this mom definitely has an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
She's like Megan Otter. Don't you think? She's some other animal.
Megan Beaver. Yeah.
This is Megan Chinchilla.
Yeah, Megan Sugar Glider.
That's exactly it.
I mean, it is. She says she can feel good about the outside. I can feel good on the inside, too, because I can be real and honest with people, not hide myself out of fear. Here's what I
good
think.
Good for her.
I think people during the pandemic were calling her Karen, and she was like, I'm over it. And she probably, but here's the thing.
She's in witness protection.
She is in witness protection. And she also, I bet you money that she, is she still a Karen, though?
Oh, yeah, because that's on the inside. It's not about what you look like on the outside.
No.
You can be Karen and look like that. Like, that has nothing to do with it. That is a personality trait.
Do you think she's
and
still?
And it's not actually called being a Karen. It's just calling being a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it really is.
Yeah.
And if you're that, you can take that helmet off your head. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, easily.
I had that haircut, by the way.
We all did. I did. Oh, well, I had the Justin Bieber haircut before Justin Bieber had
that. I had that haircut where it was like spiked in the back and then long in the front. I used to have moms stop me and be like, can I take a picture of your hair? I want to get my hair cut like that.
Work.
It was like soccer mom hair for
what
sure.
That's your origin story.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is scene hair. I wasn't. I had a family of four.
You had the Kate Gosselin Octomom hair?
Yeah. I had the Adam Levine hair? Or not Adam Levine. Adam Lambert hair that he had when he was on American Idol?
Uh-huh.
That.
But that was good. Where was that? Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was just me and my hopes and dreams.
And angst.
Yeah. It was just me and my Donald Duck cut.
Well, you mentioned Donald Duck. We're going into the Disney World because here on Just Saying, we have come up with some very interesting stories how they're remaking these like classic movies of our childhood, like Winnie the Pooh. They have now made it into a murder like horror film. We also had The Grinch. The Grinch is coming back with, he's like terrorizing the people of, not Whoville. What were they, John, do you remember? It was called like, What's Itville or whatever. It was some like beeline. They can't say Whoville or anything. Dr.
Nothing
Seuss
makes
related.
Me happier than never having a new idea.
Oh, it's the best. Well,
my favorite.
Just when you thought it couldn't get weirder, the Disney classic Bambi is going to become a vicious killing machine in a new horror movie called Bambi, wait for it, The Reckoning. Which I'm kind of...
It's just produced by Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here, and here's the tagline. Oh, dear, Bambi's out for blood. D-E-E-R. Let's see. Hunters beware, there's a new great prince of the forest and he's on a murderous rampage. For the past 80 years, Bambi and his woodland pals Thumper and Flower have maintained a sweet, wholesome image thanks to the eponymous 1942 Disney film. Now the once adorable deer is set to show off his dark side in the upcoming horror movie Bambi the Reckoning, Entertainment Weekly has confirmed. The horror site Dread Central first reported the news.
Not Dread Central.
Yeah, see, look, the upcoming slasher, this is the same company who directed Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and he is...
Okay, chic, that's very iconic.
Yeah, but, like, he's this company is continuing to ruin our childhood serving as the movie's producer. So he's going after all of these, like, fun little foresty creatures and turning them into monsters.
Is he self-producing these, or did it...
Probably so.
Okay, I was like, who's... Because I'm not... I know people love movies about animals. Mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see Animal do anything either. Like, I was never like an Aristocrats, Bambi, Fox and the Hound.
Really?
I didn't care about any of that.
Yeah.
I don't need to see animals. I just don't need to see them do anything that humans do.
I was like, I liked Homeward Bound. I thought that was good. But then they came home and I was like, oh.
Yeah, but you liked that because it had like those iconic actors, right? Not because they were dogs and cats.
Right. They had their like sassy, like celebrity.
It was like
voices.
Sally Field, wasn't it?
Sally Field is a
me
cat.
Too. That just sounds like a very gay thing She's to like, say. You're like, I loved Homeward Bound because Sally Field was in it.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have the mean one, which is the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I'm just trying to wonder, how are they going to make Bambi a killer deer?
Well, you saw the movie about the killer sheep, right? The person who has like a bunch of sheep that kill them.
What?
It's called like the flock or something. And it was no. Like, all these sheep that kill people.
But I did. I was like intrigued over that like circle of sheep that were walking around in a circle.
Me too.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I think they were just bored.
I think so, too. I mean, like, everyone's like, why are they walking around in circles
for 12 days? Yeah,
they
weren't, like, chanting. I mean, come on.
No, but...
The mean one. It's just, like, can I just... I would like to go... Are these movies all made by men? Because I would... Oh, yeah, maybe it's the lamb or black sheep. I don't, there's a lot now. I didn't know there was this many.
There's a lot. Rams, Sean the sheep, barefoot. Okay, I don't know what that is.
I don't know
is.
Either about that.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you love to be able just to walk into, like, a room with a bunch of producers and be like, I want to make a movie, already exists,
mm-hmm.
but this time, there's blood.
Everyone's like, where do we sign?
Yeah, like this Grinch thing you're about to talk about, the mean one.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch the fucking Grinch.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Watch a different, make a different movie.
No, because now he's a homicidal maniac.
I don't need, who needs that?
Me.
Are you going to watch this?
Probably so.
For who and why?
For Whoville, that's why.
I'd rather see that. See, now, if this had Taylor Momsen in it right now, as she
Where
is today.
Where are you, Christmas? Right here.
Yeah, if she, yeah. That would be, I'd watch that. I love
that's
Taylor
what
Momsen.
I want. That's what I want. Maybe a Faith Hill song at the end. But you mentioned this word earlier, and I was like, like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, or Pee-wee's Playhouse, rather. Remember, it was like uh-huh. the secret word. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary picked its word of the year, and... Surprise, surprise, it's the word gaslighting.
This makes sense, because the dictionary is like, you guys have to get this right. Y'all just mm-hmm. throwing this word around all willy-nilly.
All year.
I mean, people are just, now the people that shouldn't know this word have found it out, and they're just weaponizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyone, you'll be at Starbucks, and someone will be like, you're gaslighting me? I know you're not out of oat milk. It's like, that's not, we didn't make the word
that's,
for that.
Yes, yes.
It's, I mean, you can't say anything. You'll be like, I think you're wrong. Don't gaslight
Don't
me.
Don't gaslight.
You're just wrong.
Can I tell you, I had that conversation earlier this year with someone, and it drove...
Was it my mom?
Maybe so. Maybe it was your mom too, who was talking to my mom about the volcano in Hawaii.
And we're gaslighting them.
Where I was having a conversation with someone and they looked at me and they were like, you're gaslighting me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Like, what? You can't just throw... I think it's one of those words that you could just throw out.
Oh, the internet? All that, like, lingo, like uh-huh. therapist lingo, is just now, like, a weapon. Mm-hmm. People are learning... Especially a narcissist will learn it, and they'll just come out of nowhere with
oh.
it. They'll just be like, but you're love-bombing me? Or it'll be like, or my therapist said that you couldn't speak to me that way. Your therapist isn't my therapist. I don't give a shit what your therapist said.
Yeah, you don't even have a therapist.
Yeah, it's just, like, one of those things where it's like, well, my therapist said my feelings are valid. Well... Does your therapist know everybody else's are too? That's not like a pass for you to walk around and be right all the time.
Yeah, does your therapist know you're an asshole?
Yeah, does your therapist know that you're there because no one else will talk to you?
Thank you. God. Well, anyways, I wanted to read a little bit of this story right here. So there was a movie back in 1938 called Gaslight. Did you ever watch it?
Mm-hmm, love it.
You did? Okay.
I like
for
the
those
murder
of you don't
version.
Know, it was about this is where the term came from. So there was a husband who was tricking his wife into kind of making her go insane because she would turn the gas lamp back in the days.
So it was a woman in love with a man. Got it.
Yes. And he like would turn the gas light off and then like he would turn it back on and she was like, I turned him off, I swear. And he'd be like, no, you're crazy. You're crazy, I say. And that's where the term gaslighting came from, because he would like make her believe that she was in fact going crazy for not actually turning the gas lights off. So it was a thriller back in the day.
What happened?
They chose gaslighting as its word of the year. The searches on its website for the word have spiked by 1,740% in 2022.
I'm one of those people just Googling, am I being gaslit?
Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, gaslighting is the act or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage. And I think, you know, we had a lot of that in the last administration.
Mm-hmm. I think they're actually going to change the Hollywood sign to gaslighting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Or just like narcissist.
A close second, but it was two on the nose.
Insanity. Just put that up on the mountain. Mountain?
I just wanted to say, help.
Help is a good one. I would definitely do a help. Or hashtag more content. They could put that up there as well. I think there's room. So this is all because of it says, in the age of misinformation, of fake news, conspiracy theories, Twitter trolls, deep fakes, gaslighting has emerged as a word for our time, the dictionary said on Monday.
The age of misinformation.
Yeah.
As if people haven't always been lying. You should do it by mouth before.
I know. Now there's a word for it. It was a word looked up for frequently every single day of the year. Gaslighting derives its origins from Hamilton's Victorian era play set in London about a middle class marriage based on lies and deceit. Look at that. I just like gave that whole synopsis of the movie. I'm very proud of myself.
I know, and you didn't give away any spoilers because I don't even know what happens.
Oh, but here's some other words. The company noted several other words that were among its most looked up this year. Oligarch, Omicron, Codify, LGBTQIA.
Not a word.
Not a word. Sentient, Lomi, Raid, and my favorite, Queen Consort.
Who are these people?
Camilla Parker Bowles.
But like, this is such a hodgepodge of words.
That cracks me up. They're like the most looked up words, LGBTQIA. I don't know.
These are probably all one sentence. Oh, is the LGBTQIA gaslighting me when they're wearing their Queen's Consorts?
Queen Consort. I love. Did you watch The Crown?
Oh yeah, I love.
Are you like? Did you go through it all?
I haven't done the most recent one. But I love it. I love anything that involves one woman with all the power and no power telling everybody what to do.
Oh my God. So do you know who the Queen of Versailles is?
Marie Antoinette?
No.
Well, she's my queen.
I know. No, this is Jackie Siegel, I believe. She's from Florida. She has a show on Discovery Plus. She is a billionairess and she has created her house. It's called her house in Florida, Orlando. She's building a castle, which has taken her over 20 years to make.
And that's what Florida needs.
She followed me on Instagram.
Florida needs a castle.
And I was living because I was like, I watched all six episodes. She's building. She has her whole family. They're all grown up now, all of her kids. Hurricane Ian came in this year and swept most of it away, but she's starting out again. And it's everything. It's so much money that you're just like, oh, I want to get this. Okay, cool.
But it's insane. No matter what she does in Florida, they're going to pan over and there's going to be that Harry Potter castle right over there.
People
are going to be like, yours doesn't have a dragon on it, girl. That one has a dragon on
it. But here's the thing about her. She's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to buy a dragon. She will find a way to buy a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. She will.
It'll just be somebody from a VH1 show, like dressed up as a dragon.
Oh God, I live. All right, we got a couple more stories, but okay. You're a gay.
Debatable.
How are we feeling about Madonna? Because I mention it a lot.
Madonna's Madonna. Like, honestly, people are like, we talk about Madonna a lot, which she loves. She loves it.
She loves it.
Specifically when we talk about her. Mm-hmm. And I like Madonna. She's Madonna. I don't really think that much. I'm a Cher person, I would say. That was one of my favorite fights, Madonna and Cher. That was evil.
Wait, the fight?
You never seen all their shade back and forth on daytime talk shows throughout the years?
Oh, where she was just like,
where like Cher would say things like, for her, she has a lot of talent. For yeah. someone like her.
Oh, I remember when Cher was on Ellen and she was like, who'd you like to duet with? She's like, not Madonna. Like, yeah, just straight
anyone
up,
but Madonna. Like, I think that was kind of on purpose.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, for sure.
Those two doing that. But I like Madonna. She's fine. What's she doing?
Well, you know, she's just, you know, bleaching her eyebrows, humping things, smoking weed, doing poppers on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Raising children.
She did have her like Thanksgiving portrait where I thought she looked like the cast of Wednesday with like.
She's every person too.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, I'm making a prediction. This came to me through a direct message on Instagram where people send stuff to me and they're like, just get ready. This week, as of, I want to say today, I think it's actually in this article. The headline from Billboard magazine says Madonna's to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her sex book at Miami's Art Basel. The Scandalous Coffee Table will receive an 800-page re-release with Yves Saint Laurent. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes, so here she goes. Madonna will ring in three decades of sex at Miami's Art Basel later this month. Her 1992 erotic coffee table book is set to receive a re-release. The new edition of Sex will be 800 pages long and come with its own art exhibition curated by Madonna. That should have been a word for the dictionary. Curated by Madonna and YSL's creative director, Anthony Vaccarello. Okay. She says, I'd like to put you in a trance. YSL presents Sex re-release Miami November 29th through December 4th. Okay. So November 29th. Through December 4th, we have to wait because I think she's going to pull a stunt where she's going to be completely naked. Britney's been naked on Instagram. Madonna's going to be full granny badge out. Oh, just
wait. All these girls that get to be naked and sell books yes. and stuff is because of Cher and Madonna and them.
That's true.
They were naked. You get to have selfie books and all these things because Miss Thing was naked selling books out of the back of a truck, basically.
Did you ever see the sex book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember that, was that picture with her? Like, she was like making out with Vanilla Ice. Oh, it was kind of hot.
She's cool. She's a cool lady.
She is.
Think about, you know, when you follow her on Instagram, which I'm sure everyone does.
Yeah.
She'll just be like, at some really fancy restaurant, like in the booth, curled
up. In Morocco.
Yeah, her foot on the table. I just want to be the people also in the restaurant being like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah.
Why there's people holding up lights and she's like contorted mm-hmm. on top of eating spaghetti with her hands.
Oh, and then
like,
just smoking a joint and like blowing it into the camera. Like, and she's like,
the whole world's a photo shoot.
Ma'am.
She's like, call me Dita.
This is a non-smoking restaurant. So I think there's going to be a stunt pulled. I'm making a prediction. I think it's going to be fun. I'm sure it's going to upset a lot of people. Be like, what is she doing? This is what she's doing because this is what she did 30 years ago, which is crazy to me.
I would love for her to be fully naked with a walker and just really let them have everything they want.
That's
like,
what I want.
Call me old, call me whatever you want. Yeah. She just looks like a blow up doll with a walker.
Oh, absolutely. That's Marcella.
Or just
doll.
Her laying in a big pile of money.
That too. I'm just kind of like over this whole like TikToker like.
Yeah, I hate when people try to be sexy, but like they're not being sexy. Like you're naked. Just be naked
just
and sexy.
Just be naked. You're naked.
You're naked, you're rich, and you're famous. Like that's what, if you're going to show me that. Don't be like, oh my God, I had to be naked getting my In-N-Out. It's so crazy. I'm just like you. I love In-N-Out, only I have these big breasts. Like, it's like, I don't want to see that. Be famous and rich.
Yeah, be famous and rich and be naked. But I remember that picture of her where she has a cigarette and she's like naked hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites. One of the most iconic Madonna pictures. So I'm really hoping 800 pages. It's yeah. a lot of
she
pages.
She should redo that, but it should all be product placement. Well, like a podcast where she's like on a Casper mattress.
Absolutely. Her and Naomi Campbell, just like granny, like models, like just loving.
Yes.
Who else was in that book, do we know?
In the sex book?
Yeah. It was Vanilla Ice, Naomi Campbell.
I don't remember anybody but Madonna.
There was like a lot of celebrities in there. I can't remember, but I remember it being like metallic. Had that metallic
Yeah, and they had
cover.
That little like cover on the cover, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably selling on eBay for like wild, insane prices.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm definitely going to go down to Book Soup.
Because they were like banned.
See if they have them. Oh yeah, they were like rated X.
I wonder what she's going to charge for this YSL book.
Oh, it's YSL.
I know. Designer, another thing we need to police fashion people on. They'll just be making books of pictures and be like, this is $314. Who's going to look through that book on my table?
For a coffee book.
No, who's have you ever in your life sat down at a coffee table and be like, thank God this book is here?
I have, yes.
Really? Okay, well, I say that, but I have like 15, 16 coffee table books. I have the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen one, the Cher one. I have a lot, but I've never looked through them, except for the Joan Rivers
one. I'll be like, oh, what is this book? Oh, no, I remember like Kevin Aquan, the makeup artist.
Oh, and,
like,
I have all those.
Those but transformation also, books.
Those books on my coffee table, if someone touched them, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're already the way they're supposed to be on the table. If you wanted to look at them by yourself.
I had like a space one that was like deep space telescope.
Oh
yeah. I had a Disneyland one that I got my friend a Disneyland coffee book.
I love when people have coffee table books of other places in the world. They could be like Rome or like Vegas. And you're like, why?
Yeah, no. Or hot air balloons. Oh, yeah,
it's like, what? I can Google all of this.
Yeah. Here's my hot air balloon coffee book. Oh, this is why you're alone.
The Amanda Lepore.
Married to a rag doll. Huh?
The Amanda Lepore coffee table book.
Oh, I need to get that.
It's so good. Because she also writes like stories in it. And there's a line in the book where I'm probably getting this wrong, so you can look it up, make sure I'm right. But she says something like, I've always had a talent for knowing when someone has a big cock. And that's just the whole chapter. That's the whole chapter.
Oh, have you seen the Big Penis book? That's a coffee table book.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that. That's a good one.
But Amanda Lepore being like, that's like, she's like, and I've always had a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
God, Amanda Lepore.
I love her voice.
Cheers. God, just,
I saw her perform. She performed in Nashville at the gay bar once. And I
play.
And I swear that it was. I swear that everyone was like. I think that in Nashville people are used to a very different type of performing.
They are.
And I remember her being up there, and she's like, "My pussy, my pussy, my." And then everybody was just like,
"And just butt
and
naked."
And I was like, "Woo!"
Yeah, Amanda Lepore is just great. Butt naked with like tassels, if that.
She's art. She's just human art.
She is. I love her. I mean, that's Madonna. You got some competition, girl.
Yeah, because she's been around. I don't even know how. Amanda Lepore's been around since the dawn of time.
Oh, absolutely. And she ain't going nowhere either. But we'll close with this story because this just kind of made me go, okay, relax. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson,
Who's that?
He's The Rock.
Mm.
He could get it, I think.
I don't remember him from anything.
He was in that movie, Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was also in Black Adam.
No, not ringing any bells. Do you have anything, any bigger movies? Any movies I would know, perhaps? Was he in Bethel Whorehouse in Texas, or no?
He was the voice of Maui in Moana, which is now on fire due to the volcano.
Well, where was he?
How far
at this, I'll at go. At the fucking 7-Eleven.
He was at a 7-Eleven where he used to shoplift as a kid to right the wrong. Okay, now, this story, stay with me. I'm like, really? Why? Okay, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson is making up for his past mistakes. The action star over the weekend shared a video on social media documenting a recent visit to a 7-Eleven in Hawaii in which he bought out the store's supply of Snickers bars and left them for any hungry customers to take for free. It wasn't just a generous move, but one Johnson was doing as an act of redemption. As the Oahu native explained 36 years earlier, when he was just 14 years old, he used to go to that very 7-Eleven and steal himself a king-size Snickers on his way to the gym. Okay. Because he couldn't afford to buy one. I was broke as hell.
Well, was the gym free?
I was broke as hell. I'm The Rock, he explained in his Instagram post of his pre-workout snack, recalling that the same clerk was there every day and always just turned her head and never busted me. Okay. Months later, Johnson and his family were evicted from Hawaii.
From the whole state?
Evicted from Hawaii. And while the pro wrestler turned actor found massive success in the years following, his shoplifting weighed on him. Oh, he couldn't sleep at night.
Well, how long? It didn't weigh on you that long. You could have paid that back. I mean, how many sticker bars did you take? It doesn't say.
14 years old.
He took one every day for 36 years?
Yeah. And also, like, that's a problem.
Yeah, you're a kleptomaniac.
You're a child thief.
I love whenever rich people do like the bare minimum of something and people are like, they are heroes.
They are so brave.
I cannot believe.
There.
Like when you just see like, I mean, I actually do really like The Rock. I think he's like pretty cool. He always has like good takes on stuff. But I just think it's like so wild to me that like we see people like, this man, he could have just bought the Snickers plant and gave it to them. Like, I mean, we're talking like, I mean, they're like, it's like when like celebrities, like these people are waiting outside in like lines to get in to see their shows. And like, well, I ordered them all pizza. So you're just going to have a bunch of strangers passing along pizza at each other in the middle of the streets of New York City. Like that, it gives me that kind of vibe.
Grubby hands.
It's like, you couldn't have donated that or something. Like,
but also, yeah, he's like, hey, I think this is a huge vanity project. Like, sure, of course, he you know, now he has to right the wrongs in Hawaii. Also, I would go back to Hawaii and be like, hey, Hawaii, you evicted my family. I don't give a shit about the Snickers situation.
You kicked
my family out. Like, what? I'd be.
He should have bought all the Snickers and took them.
Absolutely.
That would have taught him.
Now no one gets the Snickers.
Yeah, you know what? No one's. He should have bought all the 7-Elevens. Yeah. Like, actually, no one in Hawaii can go to these 7-Elevens.
Ever. Hungry? Now wait. Like, that's what the slogan is.
I want to see a more bitter Rock.
I want a bitter Rock as well.
I want a bitchy Rock. I want the Rock who's like, obviously my pre-workout's a Snickers.
Yeah, for
like, what
sure.
a shitty thing to say. First of all,
yeah, some
looking
actually...
like that and being like, I always eat Snickers before the gym. before I put these pectoral muscles.
But also, yeah, maybe stop the active volcano.
Yeah, he's plug it up, Moana.
Plug it up, Moana. Jesus. So, anyways, I'm glad he's right the wrongs of his past.
I love when rich people right their wrongs.
But the video is so funny. He's like, oh, it feels good. So he bought all the Snickers, put them in a bag, and then left them at the front. So now anyone who wants a Snickers, they can be like, The Rock bought this Snicker? Thank you.
Right. And then,
thank you, Rock.
Who's monitoring you only take one Snicker?
Yeah.
So someone stole your gift.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot. I don't know if this is what we wanted it to be. I just feel like there are better ways to use your money, probably.
Oh.
But this is probably really fun for him, and that's cool.
Yeah, it's keeping him in the news. We're talking about him on Just Saying.
My favorite thing about The Rock is that, and please look this up in case I'm wrong, because I don't want this coming after me.
Too late.
I swear that he had like a male breast reduction.
Ooh, really?
And I think that's so cool that someone like that fucking manly and huge and like he's like everyone's like he's the fucking coolest. Yeah, he had that. I think that is such a cool thing for him
he
to talk
did
about.
Have a male. Yeah,
it's such a cool thing for him to talk about because like who's more macho and cool than The Rock and to be like, yeah, sometimes dudes have to have their boobies taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's very good, not toxic masculinity that I think is a cool thing The Rock did.
Why would he get a... I didn't know you could get a reduction.
Well, because sometimes, like, especially if you work out like that, like men that, you know,
it's
grow...
so much.
You have, like, breath, like pointy, like...
I got one.
You have coney tits?
I just had one? I had two giant tits, and it was all fat tissue, and... At one point in my life, I'm like, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym and I don't want the, because I don't know if you've been to the Jersey Shore, probably over here too, but when you build muscle on the fat tits, you just have fat, muscly tits. So my plan was to remove the fat and then work out.
Oh,
I did the first part. So we were good there. Got the fat tissue out, but...
So you can have two different kinds. You can have the kinds that are just fat, or you can actually grow, like, the breast bud and everything. And that's when they have to do, like, the actual... Like, they have to take out the breast tissue because it's different. But the
that's
fat,
what they
you
did.
Have lipoed.
Well, yeah, they did the breast tissue. They had the tissue removed because they had a lot of it.
Oh,
wow.
John.
Also, you know, that's actually good for
I
you
love your fat
that.
Tits, John.
Thank you.
Well,
they're growing back.
How dare you? He worked very hard to get rid of them.
He's leaving it out. What he's leaving out is that he had them injected then into his
into my ass, yeah.
For a full BBL.
Yeah.
I knew you were a Kardashian. But I love that about him. I think that's such a cool thing that he did. But also, nope, I lost the rest of it. I was thinking about the tits and I couldn't.
Yeah, of the Rock's
tits.
That's
what tits do. No, John's.
John's tits, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, spoiler alert, not everybody who gets their tits removed looks like The Rock.
Oh, but you could one day.
Eh.
You know, I remember what I was going to say. Did you know that it costs less money to have a male breast reduction than a female breast reduction?
Oh, for sure. That doesn't
surprise
me.
That's some crazy shit, though. Yeah. You also know that my friend, she had... Now, listen, I am a boob advocate. So also, my friend, she had two boobs that were very different sizes. She was very self-conscious about it, because she was. And because they were, like, really different, and they had a lot of scar tissue. They just didn't, like, grow properly, for lack of a better word. And she wanted to have them removed. And her insurance wouldn't pay for any of it, even though it was very noticeable the difference. But did you know that if you have two different size balls, insurance will pay to replace your balls for free because it's a confidence thing?
Oh.
Now, you tell me, who's seeing people's balls and not your boobs? Which is more visible in day-to-day life?
Well, one creates life and the others
And the
have
other
to
ones
feed
it.
It. Well... Well, you can use formula. You
no, because then you're a bad mom.
No, that's not true.
That's what they say. I've heard them say
that's
that.
That's so gross.
I know. It's so sick.
To be fair, since I moved here, I've seen more balls than boobs on the street.
Was that because you work on this podcast specifically? Or
yes. And
we
also,
said we weren't going to talk about it anymore, John.
This is my cry for
Do
help.
You want to write a Huffington Post article?
Yeah. Will you?
Do you want to me too him?
Yeah, let's do it.
No, me. Yeah, the day I get me too.
We're gonna us to him because I don't want to do it alone.
Well, us too.
Justin exposed himself on his own podcast. I'm sorry, I snapped. No. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. On that note,
oh my God, thank you.
Where can people find you? All that jazz.
It's Benton Ray Benton on Ray. Instagram. Just BentonRay. Mm-hmm. People get really mm-hmm. confused about that for some reason. It's there. Basket of Cats is on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Nice to Be Nice will be on all of those. It's coming out end of December. So yeah, all those places.
Okay, good.
Doing fun, fresh things.
Are you? Do you have any dates coming up or anything like that? Or
no, I don't have any stand-up dates coming up. Because I'm working on something else. But
yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. But I'm gonna start doing some stand-up dates. I think.
Do it. Why not?
I think I'm gonna wait in January.
Start it over new. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, fun. This was fun.
Good. I'm glad you came.
Wow. Everyone better love it.
Yeah. Make sure also this week, Thursday in Hollywood, I'll be at the Bourbon Room. That should be pretty fun. I'll be here at the store. Oh, and also this week, I will be on the Amazon Prime show, The Pylon, starring Taryn Killam and Sarah Tiana. So make sure to check that out on Wednesday. I will be the fashion segment coordinator because that's what I do. So, obviously, in my Bridgerton sweatshirt.
Okay, icon.
All right, yeah. And make sure to get that Cozy Earth discount using promo code 40Justin. You're welcome. Happy holidays. We have a busy December in store for you. So, thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Just Saying. Bye.